Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check out all the different things we have there. Plus, you can communicate with us on the show over there. Send us a direct message. It'll come to us if you have something you want to opine about. And you'll also be able to get into the chat room. Now, the telephone line we have from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Okay, George in the chat room chimed in, and good morning to George the Godfather. He's saying good morning to you, good morning to me. And he says, I'll bet China will be attacking Taiwan soon.
I suppose that's possible, but I don't think it would necessarily happen in the conventional sense. I think that China is about hybrid warfare, so I think they will use other tactics to have Taiwan.
Biological, something like that?
I'm thinking more in the realm of cyber.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we'll see what happens, but, you know, everybody's just sitting on pins and needles about what's going on over there, and, of course, China's the big 300-pound gorilla in the room, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we kind of left this with, we were going to talk about the DHS Secretary Mayorkas admitting on national TV the Biden administration claim on the Customs and Border Patrol horse story was wrong, and he told us also at the same time why we don't need to have a border wall, that the Biden administration absolutely was not going to have a border wall because it was the Trump administration's baby.
Okay.
His words, not mine.
This guy's, he's probably one of the more useless cabinet secretaries we've probably ever had on the payroll.
You bet.
Directly after that, I would probably put Pete Buttigieg. And then after that, I would probably put Tony Blinken. So,
right.
I would really like to know here at this point, and I tried to look a couple of days ago, who is on Biden's White House National Security Council and how many people there really are. You know, those people don't have to have Senate confirmation.
Right.
And I think we need to know what advice this cat's getting and who's giving it to him. I would really like to see what is happening there. I think that's probably where Biden is getting the majority of his advice. And I think it's important for us to know that question, the answer to that question.
Well, the advice is just absolutely not working because it's just everything he's doing is failing, everything.
Well, we know that.
Yeah.
But the point is that Biden, I don't think, has the mental acuity to make these decisions on his own. So somebody else is making them, and I want to know who is telling this administration what to do and how to do it. Because if for nothing else, they should be saying that my orcs has got to go. I mean, what you've got is really the biggest national security scandal crisis that we could possibly have for no other reason. I mean, Biden gets on TV at least once a week and shames the country for not being vaccinated.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just he's relentless about it.
Yep.
And, you know, you're killing people. People are dying in the hospital. They're clogging up the hospitals. You know, the people, other people that have to go into the hospital for other kinds of procedures, you know, can't do it because there aren't enough beds and blah, 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 blah. Well, he's not saying anything about the illnesses
right.
that are coming across that southern border.
Correct. And the people that are in the hospital beds.
And it goes way beyond, I would say, just COVID-19. You know, do you have tuberculosis? Do you have cholera?
Yep.
You know, what else is happening here? And
remember the measles problem?
Precisely.
Yep.
So I think there's some bigger questions that need to be asked. And, you know, it'd be fun to see how Jen Psaki, you know, would manipulate her way out of giving those answers.
Yeah, I totally agree with you because we can't get a straight answer out of anybody. And, oh, by the way, I do have something here. I don't have time enough to do it right now. But when we come back from this break, which we're about to take, I'm going to tell you what a reporter did. He challenged Joe Biden on Friday. Wait till you hear what he asked, and wait till you hear the answer he got back from Biden, which was an outright lie, and I'm going to prove it right here when we come back. You're going to love this one. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch continues with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Coming right back right after all of these great little messages come in your direction.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All of that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, you got a chance to meet Lauren, those of you that were there last Thursday at the big event here in Tampa. And education of our youth has always been critical. And we had to trust at one time in our school systems that the way subjects were being presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that just is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. So, for that reason, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, you saw them if you were here Thursday. If not, you can see them by going to her website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com, and you'll find out all about the books and what a great job they do of teaching your youngsters too. For your children, your grandchildren, it's an absolute must for homeschoolers, and it comes in English and Spanish too. So anybody that wants to get it in Spanish can. Now it's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Again, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, and check it out, and you'll be glad you did. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm bright and chipper because it's Monday morning, and I've had a great, great weekend. We were down in Sarasota over the weekend at the gun show down there. What a great event. All right, here's what a reporter asked Joe Biden and put him directly on the spot. The reporter says, you came into office on a message of competence and unity. We've witnessed what's happened in the country over the past several months. We've seen the chaotic troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, the threat of a government shutdown right now, and Democrats, members of your own party, are divided over your agenda going forward. So what do you say to Americans who say that you've not delivered on that promise? Let me read you what he said, and then we'll get your comments. You ready?
Okay.
Biden says, take a look at what I inherited when I came into office, the state of affairs and where we were. We only had 4 million people vaccinated. We had no plan. I could go down the list. I'm not complaining. It's just a reality. Really? Really?
They always like to go to what they inherited. So, but he's got the biggest talent to, you know, he's got the best people. They knew what they were getting. You know, there's something called a transition.
Yep.
From one administration to another. And virtually every cabinet secretary and national security people that Trump had passed off the baton to the Biden people, telling them what to, what was in play, what to expect, and all the rest of it. So he can't say that, you know, he was blindsided by this. And remember, they kept saying that the Trump administration left the Biden administration with nothing when it came to all things pandemic. We know that was a lie.
Right.
So, but the lies are working. That's the sad part about it all. The lies are working. So there's really, I mean, Jen Psaki virtually lies every day.
Yep.
In a White House, you know, press briefing. You can't get more out of them than what they're willing to tell you. That it's just not going to happen. So we have to deal with what we have here. That's the reality of it.
Well, I'm just going to take one point, and the point about the 4 million people that have been vaccinated, that's just not true. The CDC, by their own numbers, had administered 16,525,281 doses of COVID-19 vaccine when January 20th rolled around.
Mm-hmm.
So, liar, liar, pants on fire. Okay, question from the audience. Bagamon Bob, what is it?
Yes, sir, Captain. Just want to know what Denise thought about China, and that if China attacks Taiwan, I think we are not going to do anything, as they have nuclear weapons they could rattle. And the second thing is a little observation on Trump, is that if he runs, Trump's biggest advantage might be that he can't tweet. All right, that's it, Captain.
He can't tweet, but he can sure do Instagram.
No, I don't think he can.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. He can't. You're right. You're right. Yep. But he's certainly doing plenty of it with this Save America thing that he's got out there, plus his 45office.com website where they put out the stuff all the time.
Well, look, I don't believe, again, that China will attack Taiwan in the conventional sense. I think I just said that a few minutes ago.
You did.
I think it will happen in a hybrid situation here. And, you know, China is very good at stealing things. It's kind of like we just allowed this woman with Huawei to be released out of Canada.
Right.
Well, this isn't what you would necessarily think, too, and this is how the Biden administration is not going to do anything. There was a prisoner swap. That's how she got released.
Right.
So that seems to be the solution du jour when dealing with rogue nations, when there are prisoners, is you do a prisoner swap. So anything that Russia wants, anything that China wants, this administration is going to hand to him. There's nothing we can do about it. He even said it in the UN General Assembly speech.
Yeah.
So, You know, and we're giving all these other countries vaccines, and now we're giving them boosters. We've already bought, I don't know, like a billion boosters.
Right.
That haven't even been necessarily out there yet.
Right.
So the question becomes, what are other nations doing? Are other nations, you know, helping out, you know, third world countries and whatnot when it comes to vaccines and boosters? Because I don't hear.
I haven't heard a word.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So in the meantime, who's getting wealthy? Oh, well, the pharmaceutical companies are getting very wealthy at getting all these government orders. So I guess the next question would then be, who's buying the stock of Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson and Moderna? Does the Biden family have some big shares? Does Nancy Pelosi have some big shares?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd be asking some of those questions too.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, I think I heard, so maybe your listeners can help me with this one, I think I heard that Hunter Biden's paintings are actually, some of them are hanging in the White House.
I have not heard that, but I guess we could find out.
I think I heard it a couple of days ago, and it came back to my mind yesterday afternoon, and then I got too busy to go search for it, but I didn't make that one up. Somebody was actually talking about it, so any of your listeners can validate that. I appreciate it.
I would not be surprised, I'll be honest with you. I would not be surprised.
Me neither.
Yeah. You know, we've got this poor situation, this poor young girl, Gabby Petito. They had a memorial up there in New York for her yesterday, and Dog the Bounty Hunter got involved in this. He apparently showed up at the Brian Laundry family house, knocked down the door, and had a personal message for the family. I'm pretty sure that was pretty illustrative. And then, of course, right after that, the FBI showed up to get more evidence.
They showed up to get some specific evidence that would have DNA on it, so they needed some DNA samples.
Yep, so we'll see where all that goes, but they still haven't found Brian, and I'm pretty sure he's long gone somewhere. I don't believe he's in the swamp.
I don't think he is either.
But who knows? I guess they're checking to see if they can find an alligator that looks like it's full. But anyway, so let's talk for a second about these ambushes that are going on here. We had a Florida man ambush a couple of Orlando police officers with a brick while live streaming the incident on Facebook. I have no idea why the person decided to do that, but needless to say, they convicted themselves with their own camera.
Crazy.
Yep.
Can't make this stuff up.
Nope. All right. Well, here comes the music, so that means I got to say hasta la vista till tomorrow. Have yourself a great day.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Coming up, a military and veterans news segment for you. Don't go anywhere. I shall be right back with more on the Captain America Third One.
Is the Captain's America. Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 14-member NTSB team of investigators has arrived at the site of Saturday's deadly Amtrak derailment in a remote part of northern Montana. It killed three people. Dozens of other passengers were hurt. Five people injured, still hospitalized. And again, that investigative team showed up a few hours ago. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she is backing the boosters for those who work in high-risk environments because millions of Americans are not vaccinated, and those frontline workers need to be protected.
That includes people in homeless shelters, people in group homes, people in prisons.
Democrats have been saying that Republicans just simply did not want police reform, and that's why it's failed for now on Capitol Hill. But Republican Senator Tim Scott says the push for police reform failed because Democrats were fighting to actually defund the police. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Make sure you check them out. It's a great opportunity for a tremendous career as an aviation maintenance tech. And they're going to tell you more about themselves right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, remember, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to teach you to become an aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. The other one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston, just outside the Boston city limits. Now, either way, you should take the tour of one of those facilities.
Okay? Take your pick, one of those facilities. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, what will happen is you'll get a chance to talk to some students, you'll get a chance to talk to some instructors, and you'll get a chance to talk to the money people, and they'll explain to you how your student loan will work. And by the way, if you are a veteran, they have people on staff there that are very familiar with your GI Bill and your veterans benefits. Certainly anybody that's post-9/11, if you haven't used your educational benefits, they'll all be available for you, which means your instruction on becoming an aviation maintenance tech will be paid for 100%. Now, before 9/11, it's a little different story. It's all based on when you got out of the service and whether or not you have any benefits left. And it goes into a percentage, a sliding percentage type deal. But you'll be able to find out just by calling them. And again, the number is 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. And don't forget, you can also check them out on their website. Their website being NAA.edu. Now, the United States is open to discussing the possibility of formally ending the Korean War in an effort to achieve the complete denuclearization of the peninsula, so says a Pentagon spokesperson. Well, we'll just have to see now, won't we? We'll just have to see. By the way, the ouster of Leonor Tornero, who questioned the status quo on nuclear weapons, signals the Biden administration's ambitious agenda to overhaul America's nuclear policy just might be in trouble. We'll see. We'll see. By the way, in case you haven't been paying attention, the National Defense Authorization Act, otherwise known as the Defense Policy Bill, which provides a 5% boost in spending, is expected to draw broad bipartisan support here when they bring it up for a vote, which will be soon. Don't know how soon it will be. Oh, by the way, Bygammon Bob asked a question here a little while ago about the Chinese and all that stuff. Well, China sent 24 fighter jets towards Taiwan in a show of force. Meanwhile, Taiwan deployed their air patrol forces in response to count them and turn them away. Now, tensions with China are growing as the U.S. and allies are deepening the Indo-Pacific involvement. China has bristled at more recent moves by the U.S. to build up alliances in the Pacific. We have some of our allies that have vessels there, to include Germany, France, the United Kingdom, ourselves, Australia. So it's not like we're in there floating around by ourselves. We're not. And did you hear about this one? The CIA has removed its top officer in Vienna, Austria, following criticism of his management, including what some considered an insufficient response to the growing number of mysterious health incidents at the U.S. Embassy there. Now, the mysterious Havana Syndrome situation has shown up in Vienna. Go figure that one out. Also, the Army is testing a brand new rifle. The sniper rifle called the MK-22, which replaces the Army's existing M-107 sniper rifle and the M-2010 enhanced sniper rifle. Now, the Army Times first reported on the U.S. Special Forces Operation Command's decision to go with the weapon back in 2019, but they are now doing it, apparently, service-wide, and it looks like the Marines are getting in on this, too. So, we'll to be continued. By the way, the Marines can now run live-fire amphibious raids with the Swedish counterparts that they're drilling with This is only the third time Marines have trained with the Swedes in this way, but they're doing it right now. And there are four Marines still hospitalized nearly a month after the suicide bombing in Afghanistan. One is in very serious but stable condition. Three are in serious but stable condition. And our thoughts and prayers go out to all of them. We certainly hope that they'll be able to pull through. Don't know the extent of the injuries. By the way, a Marine was stabbed three times in a drunken brawl at his base housing unit on the Marine Corps base Camp Pendleton early Saturday. Another disgusting situation, according to a search warrant affidavit filed by the Naval Criminal Investigative Service. We don't need to be attacking our own. Now, a Florida judge has closed the book on a couple who attempted to blow the whistle on a U.S. Navy contractor who installed defective pipe fittings on nuclear submarines. This is kind of interesting because the federal judge closed the book on this couple who attempted to do just that, blow the whistle on this U.S. Navy contractor, citing that there wasn't enough evidence to do anything about it. Okay. I guess so. By the way, the House passed late last week its sweeping annual defense policy bill that would add billions of dollars to President Biden's defense budget proposal, calling for answers on failures in the war of Afghanistan and requiring women to register for the draft. Now, the House easily approved its $778 billion fiscal 2022 National Defense Authorization Act in a bipartisan 316-113 vote Thursday. 38 Democrats and 75 Republicans voted against the bill's passing, but 316 votes went for it. Pretty significant from where I'm sitting. Now, let's not forget that we still have a very fluid situation going on in Southeast Asia. Not just Afghanistan, but Pakistan, Tajikistan. And by the way, remember those Iraqi pilots that flew their aircraft to Tajikistan to get a flight of safety and maybe have a place to stay until they could figure out where else they were going? Well, Tajikistan has said, we don't want them there. So they're asking them to leave. The problem is, where are they going to go? Now, you call me crazy, but how about bringing them into the U.S.? How about maybe giving them a chance to fly some of our aircraft and be a part of our Air Force since we have a pilot shortage? I mean, it's just an idea. Or maybe they're qualified on a helicopter. Let them fly some of our helicopters in the military. I'm sure they'd be more than happy to want to do it, to have them over here. But who knows? That's just me talking. All right, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski, too, the watchdog on Wall Street. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that in this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body. Double wishbone suspension comes standard with a 345 horsepower engine, plus has some amazing creature comforts too, like the quilted leather seats and those front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back like mine. Now, Moss Acura will also offer home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Now, they also honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, next to Nissan in Tampa, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. When you do that, it triggers a $500 discount off the vehicle you're looking at. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning.
Fewer than one-third of Americans now expect a stronger economy a year from now, and nearly one-half think it's going to be worse.
Well, the consumer sentiment's always an interesting thing. I think a lot of people are feeling the brunt of inflation.
Yeah.
And what cost. I got a phone call from my mother. She talks about, Christopher, you know what I just spent on a little thing of mayonnaise at the grocery store? It's like, no, Mom, my wife does the groceries, and she tells me, and, I hear this all the time. I mean, it's a common occurrence. Everybody is feeling it when they're going out and purchasing things that they need every single day.
Sure.
Supply chain issues are going to be problematic as well. We still have major issues in regards to that, and that obviously affects the, commodities, input prices into homes. So across the board, it's going to be quite difficult.
Well, over the weekend, Nancy Pelosi set a vote for Thursday on the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. It was going to be Monday, but she's put it off till Thursday. Nancy is not gaining any friends in the situation going on here because she's trying to ram a bunch of stuff down everybody's throat.
Well, I think she's playing, some people say she's playing chicken with the progressives,
yep.
Her party, and we'll see how they come down on this. I think if they fold, I think it takes a lot of their power away. She says she's not going to bring anything to the floor unless she knows it's going to pass. I don't see how these things are going to pass right now unless, again, the progressives give in, and then you're going to have to, figure out what happens in the Senate and whether or not they're going to move on this. The bill, if they're just not popular enough, and again, if you can't, any kind of entitlement spending, one would think you would need to get both parties involved with stuff like that. I mean, even LBJ's nonsense from the 1960s, both parties were involved in that. Obamacare was basically stuffed down our throats. And that major entitlement, and it's become problematic. And again, the cost of Obamacare have gone through the roof. A lot of the things that we predicted have happened. The issue with this is also the lies in regards to the $3.5 trillion. It's much, much closer to $6
trillion. 6.3. Yesterday was said to be $6.3 trillion.
I mean, it's massive. It's massive. Yeah. And, people fail to get their arms around that.
Now, the House GOP, by the way, is whipping up support against this $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, including getting some Democrats on the team.
I hope they do. I mean, I think at some point in time, I think some of these people are going to want to get reelected. And, some of them won in some districts that went resoundingly for Donald Trump. So it's going to be very difficult if they're going to be pushing this through. Their seats are going to be targeted, without a doubt.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. Go over there, check it out, take advantage of all the different things he has to offer. Now, California, have you seen the ships sitting out there in the sea and the ones that are sitting there at the dock and they can't get the containers off? There's a backlog of trying to get these ships unloaded. A lot of people are going to have I don't think they're going to have much of a Christmas because this is a real mess going on. We're trying to get the ships unloaded at the dock.
It's not just California. It's New York now, too.
Right.
Ports all over the country. I mean, California is, really. I mean, last time I checked last week, it was so over 70 something ships that are sitting out there, and there's normally only one.
You're right.
It's making it very expensive for many companies to move product. FedEx is trying end arounds I don't know if the industry, the shipping industry itself, is going to start to actually chartering individual boats, you know, just for their products alone. So it's going to be fascinating moving forward, but I don't know how they're going to end up getting through this bottleneck.
Well, I don't either, and there was a rumor circulating yesterday that some of these ships are going to be diverted into the Gulf because some of what they had was coming over this way.
Yeah, that's been, you know, something that, if that happens, you're also going to be dealing with, you're going to have to add some costs that are involved with that.
So, oh, yeah.
Obviously you're going to have to add price, you know, the certain issues when it comes to, what the container costs are, and the container costs have already gone through the roof.
That's right. That's right. By the way, Stephen Moore yesterday, who's a pretty famous economist, right?
Yes, very much so.
He said, soak the rich is not an economic growth strategy.
Oh, it isn't an economic growth strategy by any stretch of the imagination. It's, you know, never worked before. Listen, I don't have any problem at all with changing some things in the tax code, which I think aren't right. I happen to agree with the whole carried interest provision that needs to go away. But this taxing, they keep calling taxing the rich. They're going after rich. They're going after income is what they're doing, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Now, Representative Kevin Brady from Texas said the Dems are playing political games with the debt ceiling. We've heard all kinds of things about that lately.
Well, they there's that lie out there. You have to understand that, with the debt ceiling, the Democrats could pass it on their own. So that's something that they don't need Republicans for. So this idea that, that they need a Republican to pass the debt ceiling, that's just not true.
Now, the other thing is a U.S. power company has been charged over the deadly California forest fires. I forget what the name of it is out there in California, but it's like a power co-op. And I don't know what's going to happen there. What do you think?
Well, I still, for the life of me, I can't seem to understand. I can't seem to get why, in these areas like California, they don't spend the additional money and bury those power lines and get them under the ground as soon as possible, because, that seems to be the issue.
Yeah.
Over there, California is very, very dry, and the population continues to grow. That would be the first thing I would say. So, let's get these lines under the ground so we don't run into these issues.
And very quickly, Star Trek star William Shatner, Captain Kirk, is headed to space on Bezos' next rocket.
That's a great marketing ploy. I got to hand it to Bezos for that. I think it's quite brilliant.
I'm not sure how old he is, but I think he's in his 80s.
Yeah. He has to be up there. The late 70s, early 80s, without a doubt. But, it's a great marketing ploy there for Bezos. I like that.
So Captain Kirk is finally going into space.
Yeah.
All righty. So we will let you go, because I got the music coming up in my ear. We will talk to you again tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
All righty. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website. Go over there, check him out, check out all the different things that he does. Take advantage of what he has to offer. In the meantime, we are coming back with Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return right after the top of the hour news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.